ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवय। भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवदिनेष्टकी। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 8 चैप्टर 24 मत्स्य द लॉर्ड्स फिश इनकार्नेशन। रीडिंग टेक्स्ट 53। त्वामहं देववरं वरेण्य प्रपद्यैषं प्रतिबोधनाय छिन्द्यर्धदीपैर्भगवान् वचोभिर् ग्रंथिन हृदयान विवृण स्वमोक। त्वाम हाउ एक्सॉल्टेड यू आर। त्वाम अंटू यू अहम माइसेल्फ देववरम वर्शिप्ड बाय द डेमिगॉड्स वरेण्यम द ग्रेटेस्ट ऑफ ऑल प्रपद्ये फुल्ली सरेंडरिंग ईशाम अंटू द सुप्रीम कंट्रोल प्रतिबोधनाय फॉर अंडरस्टैंडिंग द रियल पर्पस ऑफ लाइफ। छिंदे कट ऑफ अर्थ दीप बाय द लाइट ऑफ पर्पसफुल इंस्ट्रक्शन। भगवान ओ सुप्रीम लॉर्ड वाचो भी बाय योर वर्ड्स ग्रंथिन नॉट्स हृदयान फिक्स्ड विद इन द कोर ऑफ द हार्ट। विवरणो काइंडली एक्सप्लेन स्वमोका माय डेस्टिनेशन इन लाइफ। Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki, O Supreme Lord, for self-realization, I surrender unto you, who are worshipped by the demigods as the supreme controller of everything. By your instructions, exposing life's purpose, kindly cut the knot from the core of my heart and let me know the destination of my life. Please repeat, O Supreme Lord, for self-realization, I surrender unto you, who are worshipped by the demigods as a supreme controller of everything. By your instructions, exposing life's purpose, kindly cut the knot from the core of my heart and let me know the destination of my life. Purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki, sometimes it is argued that people do not know who is a spiritual master and that finding a spiritual master from whom to get enlightenment in regard to the destination of life is very difficult. To answer all these questions, King Satyavrata shows us the way to accept the Supreme Personality of Godhead as the real spiritual master. The Supreme Lord has given full directions in Bhagavad Gita about how to deal with everything in this material world and how to return home back to Godhead. Therefore, one should not be misled by so-called gurus who are rascals and fools. Rather, one should directly see the Supreme Personality of Godhead as the guru or instructor. It is difficult, however, to understand Bhagavad Gita without the help of the guru. Therefore, the guru appears in the parampara system. In the Bhagavad Gita 4:34, the Supreme Personality of Godhead recommends tadvidhi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya upadekshanti te jnanam jnaninas tadvadarshinah. Just try to learn the truth by approaching a spiritual master, inquire from him submissively and render service unto him. The self-realized soul can impart knowledge unto you because he has seen the truth. Lord Krishna directly instructed Arjuna. Arjuna is therefore tatvadarshi or guru. Arjuna accepted the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Param Brahma, Param Dhamma, Pavitram, Param Bhavan. Similarly, following the footsteps of Sri Arjuna, who is a personal devotee of the Lord, one should accept the supremacy of Lord Krishna, as supported by Vyasa, Devala, Asita, Narada, and later by the Acharyas, Ramanujacharya, Madhvacharya, Nimbarkacharya, and Vishnu Swami, and still later by the greatest Acharya, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Where then is the difficulty in finding a guru? If one is sincere, he can find the guru and learn everything. One should take lessons from the guru and find out the goal of life. Maharaja Satyavrata therefore shows us the way of Mahajana. Mahajana yena gata supantha. One should therefore surrender to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Dasavatara, and learn from him about the spiritual world and the goal of life. Om ajnana timirandasya jnananjana shalakaya chakshurun militam jena tasmai shri gurve namaha shri chaitanya manobhishtam sthapitam jena bhutale swayam rupaka damahyam dadati swapadandigam vandeham shri guru shri yuta padakamlam shri gurun vaishnavansha shri rupam sagrajatam sagana raghunathan vidam tam sajivam sadvaitam savadhutam parijana sahitam krishna chaitanya devam shri radha krishna padan sagana lalita shri vishakhan vitasya he krishna karuna sindho dinu bandho jagatpate gopesh gopikakanta radhakanta namastute tapta kanchan gaurangi radhe vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanusute Devi Pranamami Hari Priya Vancha Kalpatarubhyasya Kripasindubhyayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shrivasadi Gauru Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Rama Ram Ram Hare Hare. O Supreme Lord, for self-realization I surrender unto you, who are worshipped by the demigods as the supreme controller of everything. By your instructions, exposing life's purpose, kindly cut the knots from the core of my heart and let me know the destination of my life. So in this canto 8, chapter 24, Matasya, the Lord's fish incarnation, we have been listening and reading about incarnation of the Lord as Matasya. And as we know, in Bhagavad Gita chapter 4.7, it says that yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata abhyutthanam dharmasya tadatmanam sajamiham परित्राणाय साधुनाय साधुनाम विनाशाय दुष्कृताम धर्म संस्थापनाय संभवामि युगे युगे. आई कम अगेन एंड अगेन वेन एवर देयर इज अ डिक्लाइन इन रिलीजन रिलीजियस प्रैक्टिसेस एंड आई कम टू गिव प्लेजर टू द डिवोटीज एंड पनिश द मिसक्रिएंट्स. एंड द नेक्स्ट वर्स कृष्णा गोज ऑन एंड सेज जन्म कर्म च मे दिव्यम एवं यो वेति तत्वतः धक्त्या देहं पुनर्जन्म नेति मा मेधि सो अर्जुन. एंड एनीवन हु अंडरस्टैंड्स हु नोज दैट माय कमिंग टू दिस वर्ल्ड माय अपीयरेंस टू दिस वर्ल्ड एनीवन हु अंडरस्टैंड्स एज इट इज तत्वतः देन व्हाट हैपेंस आफ्टर लीविंग दिस बॉडी ही नेवर कम्स बैक टू दिस सफरिंग ऑफ मेटेरियल वर्ल्ड. दिस इज द पावर. So easy, but very difficult sometimes for some people. And Lord Krishna has all kinds of avatars. Whenever he comes like a Purusha avatara. He is manifested as Purusha avatara. What are Purusha avataras? Purusha avataras are Karana Dakshai Vishnu, Garbha Dakshai Vishnu, Shiro Dakshai Vishnu. Then Leela avataras. There are 25 some Leela avataras. And some of the prominents are Matasya Avatara, of course, Leela Avatara. And there are so many other Narada, Prathu, and many Leela Avataras. Then Guna Avataras. Quality. Guna Avatara. What are those? Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, Lord Vishnu. Vishnu, Lord, mode of goodness. Brahma, mode of passion. And Lord Shiva, mode of ignorance. So these are Guna Avataras. And then there are Manvantaras, Manvantara Avataras. There are 14, all those Manus. And then there are Yuga Avataras. Satyuga is a white color. And the Treta is a red. And Dwapar Yuga, Krishna is blue. And in Kali Yuga, what is the color of the Avatara in Kali Yuga? Gold and Pita. So this is what? The system of Yuga Avatara. Krishna comes in every Yuga to establish the principles of religion, to establish the process of getting salvation, mukti, going back to Godhead. The process Krishna establishes that. And then there are again Shakti Avesh Avataras, charged with power. Shakti Avesh. What are those? Some of those are Leela Avataras as well, like Prathu Maharaj, Narad Muni, so many, Shakti, Avesha Avataras. So Matasya is Leela Avatar. Pralaya payo di jale dhridvanasi vedam vidam hidra charitam akhedam keshavadhrita meen sharira jay jagdish hare जय जगदीश हरे जय जगदीश हरे. प्रलय पयोधी मैन देयर वाज अ डेवास्टेशन फ्लड एवरीवेयर वाटर एवरीवेयर जले धृतवान असी वेदम टू सेव द वेद वेद जले धृतवान असी वेदम विहिद वहीद चरितम अखेदम केशव धीता मीन शरीर. लॉर्ड कृष्णा ही केम एज mean matasya. And Krishna came as a mean how many times? Two times. Number one, as matasya to do what? To save the Vedas, which were stolen by whom? Hayagriva demon. So Lord Krishna incarnated first as matasya to save what? Vedas, which were stolen by Hayagriva. And second time Krishna came again as Matasya. This time, what we are reading now, to do what? To save Maharaj Satyavrata and his top followers like the saints and the Vedas and the knowledge and Tulsi plant. So many things he came to save from devastation of inundation of water. So this is how Krishna incarnates in this Matasya Avatara. And in this translation it has come that kindly, Satyavrata is praying to the Lord, because now the Lord has instructed him that I came as a fish, and now my purpose is to save all of you. So I will come as a fish, and then you just tie your boat and everything with my horn, and then everything will be saved. And when Lord departed, so Maharaja Satyavrata offered prayers. This is what we are reading now. So in the prayers, by your instructions, exposing life's purpose. So here Krishna, who came, instructed Maharaja Satyavrata, and what he did? He exposed, or he underlined or underscored the purpose of human form of life. Prahlad Maharaj said, Nate viduh swartha gatim hi Vishnu. People do not know that their best welfare is to take the shelter of Lord Vishnu Krishna. Durashaya bahi arthamanina. They have taken shelter. Dura ashraya, shelter, ashraya they taken in dura, in external manifestation, bahi artha. Bahi artha is bad shelter. Material world shelter. Material means shelter. That's a durashaya. Bahi earth manina. They have assumed, yeah, okay, this material things, this gadget, this car, this home, this wife, this children, this family, they can give me pleasure. They have assumed that way. That's a wrong assumption. Andhagatan de rupniya mana. And blind is leading blind. Te pishutantu rudamina. They are all tied with the ropes of material reactions and actions. This is our position. So Maharaja Satyavrata is saying, yes, Mahaprabhu, so Supreme Lord, thank you very much for exposing or enlightening me about the purpose of life. And what does he want further? That please, please, kindly cut the knot from the core of my heart. What knots are there? Vidyate hridaya granthe chhindante sarva sanshaya chhiyase chadma karmanam dastam evatman ishvare vidyate hridaya granthe chhindante sarva sanshaya. Cut the knots. So many desires in the heart, one after another, and I'm bound in that network so much I cannot get out of it. Just you pierce it. That's why in chapter 7 of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Ashanshayam samagram mam yatha agyashati tashrunu. Now Arjuna, listen from me without any doubt. Have no doubt about it. This is pure and transcendental knowledge I'm giving to you. So, we have heard in, we have read in chapter 8 of Canto 1, prayers of Queen Kunti. She is also praying same way. In 1841, Mother Kunti, she is saying, O Krishna, O Lord Krishna, please, please, bless me in such a way that I am able to cut the knots of attachment to my family members, Arjuna, Yudhishthira, Vrishniya, whatever. So think about Mother Kunti. She is praying to cut the knots of attachment even from Arjuna, Yudhishthira, Vrishniya's, so many relatives. They were exalted Vaishnavas, but still the attachment is not required. Attachment to the lotus feet of Krishna is the only thing we want to have while leaving this world. It's important. And we have to cultivate that attachment. It will not come. But we have to make it manifest. Nitya Siddha Krishna Bhakti Sadhya Kavu Nai Shravanadi Shuddha Chit Karla Udai. Nitya Siddha, this Shuddha Bhakti, this pure devotional service is sitting in our heart, right there. Shravanadi Shuddha Chit. We have to listen with pure, clean heart, free of false ego, free of anger, attachment. We have to listen about Krishna and his pastimes. And what happens? Shravanadi karlo udaya. It will arise in our heart. Pure devotional service. This is a process. And Arjuna, friend of Krishna, relative of Krishna, their cousins, in the midst of the armies, Arjuna began argument, I don't want to fight. And Arjuna put so many arguments, there were four main arguments, and one of the argument is that adharma abhivavat krishna pradushanti kulastriya istri sudushtashu vashne jayate varna sankaral. Oh Lord Krishna, if all these men are killed in the war here, then who is going to protect the women? Because there is somebody dushtashu in the society who will come to a woman and will say, I will want to help you. The moment she accepts help, immediately she begins to feel obliged. And then that dushtashu will entice her in so many ways. So Arjuna put that argument that there will be unwanted progeny. Jayate varna sankara. We are seeing now, even today, even in India and the Western world, every day, many students, many children, they don't know their name of their father. Varna sankara. 5,000 years ago, Krishna spoke about that. Sorry, Arjuna spoke about that. And that's happening now. When women are left unprotected, they are easily exploited by unscrupulous man, which is called dushtashu. So, same thing. And now, one time, so here we are mostly talking about in this purport about the guru. Prabhupada in the purport, he says that accept a guru. In case of Arjuna, in case of Satyavrata, Lord Krishna is directly giving instruction. That's why they are considering Krishna as a guru. And we should not accept a false guru. Like in our Boise temple in America, one time Jayapataka Swami was visiting, and Maharaj spoke about this topic, similar topic like accepting a guru. And one Indian lady, she said, Swamiji, we have our own guru. And Maharaj said, yes, very nice. It's nice that you have a guru. But is that guru in parampara, in disciplic succession? She said, I don't know. One thing. Second thing, Maharaj said, now we are, putting these things together to make sure that we find the real goal. Then Maharaj said, so did that Maharaj or your guru instructed you to do any devotional service or a process? Did he instruct you? She said, yeah, he gave some mantra, I forgot. But he said that if you believe in me, everything will be okay. And one time, one of our congregation member, he said that I belong to Shah Jahanpur near Bareilly, between Bareilly and Lucknow, and then some saintly person, and we believe in him. I said, why? Because he shows you light. I said, what light? And he said, he put his hands on your forehead like this and press, and then you see light. Then I said, if I slap you hard, you will see that same light. So, am I your guru? He is just putting hand, I will slap, simple thing. You will see the same light in your brain, in your eyes. So, the point is, here, when Prabhupada is saying in the purport that, take guru. So, guru means, take a guru, which is a real guru. And what are the symptoms? What is the process? How we should recognize why there is a need? Now, I am going to be speaking about that one by one. Is everyone okay? Alright, thank you. So, Prabhupada mentioned, and Prabhupada in this purport also says, Tadvidhi Pranipatena Pariprasnin Sevya. Let's start with this. Tadvidhi pranipatin. We surrender a spiritual master, a guru. Pariprasnin Sevya. Second line is even more important than the first line. You take a guru, very nice. People keep dogs, they keep gurus. That's what Prabhupada said. That doesn't mean that we got the guru. Guru means Pariprasnin Sevya. Instead of arguing, instead of raising hypothetical meaningless questions, we ask real good questions to make advancement in our own lives. Pariprashan sevaya, by rendering service, not by Hare Krishna Maharaj, I got a question. What if this happened? Mother, but talk about yourself. Don't talk about what ifs and what ifs. I'm not here to listen what ifs. I'm listening here to listen about you. What you are thinking, what is in your happening in your life. Are you advancing? So that is good. Then, and that's what Tadvidhi Pranipadena, Paripashan Sevya, Upadeshati Tegyanam Gyaninasta Darshina, they are Tattva Darshi. They have seen the truth as it is, Tattva Darshi. And another thing, Prabhupada mentioned several times in his lectures, Tad Vijnanartham Sa Gurum Abhigachet. Abhigachet means must go. No choice, no argument. Because of this, because of that, I cannot, I am this. No. Like one of my relatives, she said, oh, you are asking me to chant, I can, to some extent. But when you are asking me to take a guru, I cannot do it. Because I cannot surrender to a man like this or that. But then, it is mentioned in the Vedas. Arche Vishnu Shiladhi, one who thinks that I am worshipping this stone. No, it's not a stone. It's Sachidananda Vigraha. Guru Sunarmati, and thinking that this guru is a man like me, any common man. No, guru is not like that. Vaishnavera Jata Buddhi, and asking, Maharaj, what is your caste? Which state you belong? These are not good questions. This is not to be inquired. Maharaj, are you from Punjab? No, we don't want to ask these questions. And we don't want to relate with Maharaj like that. Oh, Maharaj, are you American? No, no. Are you Chinese? No. We don't. We do not look at them. Because they are Vaishnava. And why we, Tad Vijnanartham, Sagurum Abhigachet, we must approach a special, Tad Vijnanartham, to know the science of self-realization. Tad Vijnanartham, Sa Gurum Abhigachet, he must approach. Why? Says, Samit Pani Shrotavyam Brahmanishtam. He has heard. Samit Pani, Aaj Jodke, Samit Pani Shrotavyam, he has listened with humble attitude from his spiritual masters. Brahmanishtam, he has fixed faith in Supreme Personality of Godhead. Not anyone. And then, Acharyavan Purusho Veda. This is another injunction of the, this is one of the Brahma Sutra, and this is the injunction of the Shastra. Acharyavan Purusho Veda. One means to have, to possess, or to approach like that. Acharyavan. If you want to, if one, anyone who wants to know, Achar Purusha Veda. Veda means to know, Purusha means the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If anyone wants to know about the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he must have an Acharya. He must possess, he must serve, he must approach an Acharya. And who is the Acharya? Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Acharya of this age, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. He established the principles of religion. He gave the process. He described in practice, in practical, how we should live, how we should approach this Lord, Supreme Personality of Godhead. Comprehensive thing. Not that you just pay donation, just go, I don't know what the hell is going on with you, I don't care. But we care. We give full prasadam, we give accommodation, give you clothes. Why? Where from are we getting all of this? From Krishna. Supreme Personality of Godhead is feeding us. Prabhupada said, we are Ajagarvati. We just go into the hole of a rat as a Ajgar and eat that rat and live peacefully over there. All materialistic, they work hard. Sometimes, one time Prabhupada was walking in a beautiful, beautiful park garden of in America. And I look, they have worked very hard whole day and night. And here we are walking in this park, enjoying nice sunlight. This is our enjoyment. But it's not that we are simply enjoying and sleeping like a lazy. We work day and night to enlighten the society, to distribute this knowledge. We are busy in publishing books. We are busy in Harinam. We are busy in cooking bhoga, distributing Mahaprasad. That's why our job is that. We are very busy. Like in our Boise temple, we would rise in the morning, we'll go to Mangalarti next door, and then a guy living in front of our home, he's also up. He's also waking up 4 o'clock in the morning. And what he's doing? Because this weekend, he has taken his 2 bikes out, motorbikes, and loaded them on his truck, back of the truck. And then he put the gasoline can in the back. And now where he's going? He's going to some bike trails like that, where he will go like this, whole day like that, and come back. After burning fuel, after wasting time, he's also very busy. He got up in the morning. But what he did and what we did is a big difference. So, let's move on. So, another shloka that I thought of, Brahmanda Brahmita Kona Bhagyavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Beej. We have been going through from time immemorial, from body after another and body after another body. But when this cycle of birth and death can stop? Kona Bhagyavan Jeev Brahmanda Brahmite, from this planet to that planet, from this loka to that loka, I am wandering here and there, and when this cycle will stop? When I take the shelter of a spiritual master, Brahmanda Brahmite Kona Bhagyavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasad Pai Bhakti Lata Bij. This seed of devotional service, very, very fortunate. And it cannot be just. Sometimes we see people coming, they get click. Yes, this is the thing I want to follow. But they are carried away by Maya. Even after practicing Krishna consciousness for tens of years in ISKCON, still people, because Maya is so strong. That's why association of devotees is important. To live and survive and follow the chastisement of senior and junior, even sometimes junior, Vaishnavas, God brothers, sisters, their Shiksha Gurus. To survive, it is very important that we take the chastisement. Otherwise, hard. Because when I become big, thousands of followers, thousands of people are listening to my lectures, and now somebody comes and says, Prabhu, don't do this. Very hard. The bigger you are, the bigger ego we have, the more difficult is to take that chastisement. Much, much difficult sometimes. And that becomes the cause of fall down many, many times. So we have to guard on that. And then, Tasmad Gurum Prabhadyeta Jigyas Ushaya Uttamam. So, the best inquisitive, Krishna Bhagavad Gita says, Krishna in Bhagavad Gita says, Achatur Vidabhajante Ma Jana Sukritano Arjuna Artha Artharthi Jigyasu Jnani Chabhardarshava. Oh Arjuna, 4 kinds of people approach me: Artha, distressed; Artharthi, desire of wealth; Jigyasu, inquisitive; Jnani Chabhardarshava, all these. So out of all these, one who is in knowledge, want to know about me, is the best. Jigyas is also good, but they have to move further on. So, Jigyasu Shreya Uttamam. Shreya means what? There are 2 things, Shreya and Preya. Preya is immediate benefit, immediate gratification, and Shreya means long term plan, long term gratification. And what is that? How to go back to Godhead. How to get out of the cycle of birth and death. how to become purified, how to attain love of Krishna. This is Shreya Uttam. Jigyasu Shreya Uttamam. One who wants to know about the Shreya, that's the best Jigyasu, inquisitive person. And Tasmat Gurum Prapadyeta, he should approach a spiritual master. And then there is a qualification to become a spiritual master. However, we can start preaching. Like in America, we were on Harinam, and we were out distributing temple cards and books. And some of us were chanting constantly, and some of us were distributing cards and books. And two friends, they came. Both were very nice, beautiful Americans. And when they came, one guy had some guitar or something. He started playing guitar with us. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And then the other guy said, oh, give me some cards. And he started distributing cards. But they do not know any philosophy. They have not heard about Krishna. They haven't read Bhagavad Gita. But they got so much agya sukriti, unknowingly pious activity, unknowingly spiritual devotional service. They have done it. They would be benefited eternally. Because sometimes when we approach people to distribute books, they will say, oh, don't know, go away. I'm already so much suffering. Why you are approaching with this book nonsense? Sometimes people say like that. And sometimes somebody would say, please come here. We will approach. What do you have in your hand? Oh, Bhagavad Gita. Oh, I want one. I want that. Oh, yes, yes, take it, take it, take it. So, and sometimes people say, don't bother me, okay, go away. So, both taste. Why that happens? Because, and I've seen it, sometimes in the downtown where we are like 4 or 5 groups of devotees distributing books or showing cards to several places in a festival area, and the guy came, oh man, you would not leave me alone. Guys, you are the 4th person who approached me with this book. Okay, better I take it. So he takes. You are the 4th person right there at that one, so just 1 hour. He's 4th. And sometimes, like in a concert, in America they have a group, they travel group, the bands, I don't know, I forgot name, something death or some escape or something, there's a name. And that group moves from town to town, halls and grounds are booked, and they allow devotees to carry their truck along with their trucks. And trucks of load of books. And one devotee, he became devotee later on. He wasn't devotee back then. So some devotee gave a book to somebody. And he gave a donation of $5. Okay, very nice. And then he said, what will I do with this book? Threw that book in the air. But that's why book distribution is very powerful, very important. The guy who was standing there, the book fell on his head. He got, okay, here's a book. So he got that book in his hand, read the book, and became full-time devotee. And then he wrote an article in Back to God magazine, mercy from up above. He got mercy right from Krishna. Oh, Krishna, give me the book. And then there was a devotee. He mentioned that later on. He wasn't devotee back then. He was committing suicide in a car, having the exhaust of the car, putting back into the car, and all the glasses are closed, and he is committing suicide. And what happened? A devotee knocks on the door, and the guy looks. You don't know I am committing suicide? He says, okay, I don't want to bother you. You go ahead with your suicide. Very nice. Thank you for that. But if you will just slide your glass even a half an inch, I will just slide in a very thin, small book, Elevation to Krishna Consciousness. And then, whether you read it or not, it's your job. Whether you throw it away, is you. If you want to read it before you commit suicide, that's fine. If you don't read it and go on with your suicide, that's okay. And you don't have to pay anything. And the person left. And then this guy came to the temple later on and he said, I was going to commit suicide. And when I read that book, Elevation to Krishna Consciousness, I understood from that book that I am not the fool, I am not the worst person to which are, who is committing suicide because of peer pressure and so many things I am running behind. Everyone else is a fool, I am the smartest person reading this book. I am right, I am okay, they are not okay. They should commit suicide, why should I? They don't know the purpose, I know the purpose of life. Now I am not going to commit suicide because I know the purpose of life, which Satyavrata Maharaj is also saying, oh Lord Krishna, you expose the purpose of life. And now, so many things are needed in a guru. Of course, bhakti, Udeshamrita, nectar of instruction, NOI, it describes, is a manual for devotees who are practicing Krishna consciousness. Only 11 verses, very powerful book. And the very first verse, Vacho Vegam, Mansa Krodh Vegam, Jivva Vegam, Udra Upastha Vegam, Etan Vegan, Vishedhira, Sarvamavim, Brothim, Sashi Shyat. Anyone who has control over these six urges, pushes, Vacho Vegam, to urge to speak, Mansa, acts of mind, Krodh Vegam, anger, urge, anger, Vacho Vegam, Mansa Krodh, Jiva Vegam, the urge of tongue, Udra Upastha, belly and genital. Anyone who can control these can take disciples all over the world. So this is another important thing. First of all, we approach a spiritual master. And second thing, we should approach a spiritual master, not a bogus guru. The real guru is one who has these six urges in control. And there's a need of look into the qualification of both. Sometimes, like when Prabhupada was preaching in America all over the world, there was a guru in Oregon, which was only about 300-400 miles away from where I lived, Oregon, and then there was a big ashram of this guru, and people still follow him, what they call Acharya Rajneesh Osho. And those who wanted to engage in sense gratification and bodily enjoyment, they went to him. He instructed them how nicely they can enjoy more and more and more and more. And those who were sincere, they approached Srila Prabhupada, and Prabhupada gave them instructions which seemed them hard, but seemed to them hard, but Prabhupada said, no. Our ISKCON, our movement of Krishna consciousness will go on for next 9,500 years because Srila Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that 10,000 years, about 500 years ago, that this movement will go for 10,000 years. So, how will this go on? This will go on. Purity is the force. Books are the basis. And utility is the principle. These three things. Pustake aadhar hai, shuddhata hamari taakat hai, aur jo is sab cheez se nikal ke aaya, preaching is the essence. That the preaching, if we do not preach by our actions, by our activities, by going out on book distribution, I can say from my experience of last 26 years in Krishna consciousness that it will be very difficult for the devotee to survive if we do not engage in service and if we do not preach. Because when we bring new bhaktas to temple, new bhaktas are the life air of the temple or devotional service or the devotees. If there are no new bhaktas in the temple, or if we are not bringing new bhaktas to temple, we will be finished. Very clear. We have to preach. We have to bring new people, because when we preach them, and 90% we preach to ourselves. That is the preaching. So, when Prabhupada said in the Purport that those who are in a parampara system, in disciplic succession, we should accept them as a guru. Our shiksha gurus are also like our diksha gurus. They are as important as shiksha guru. Fall down is very likely. The only way we can survive is that we take advice from devotees. We reveal our mind to devotees. Ekant ki harer bhakti utpataya kalpate. If I am thinking, I am sitting alone, I don't want to talk to anyone, because whenever I talk to anyone, there is a fight, so better I not to talk. One time, His Holiness Gopal Krishna Goswami Maharaj, I was reading pastimes. He was in Detroit and he because disciples, they used to come and have darshan of Maharaj. So one of Maharaj's disciples, he came to see Maharaj. And Maharaj, somebody, you used to live near temple, right? Now what happened? You don't even come to Mangal Arati. And he said, Maharaj, you know, so much politics in the temple. Very hard to survive. Devotees are judging like this, chastising me, commenting on me, and I feel fed up. I stopped coming Mangal Arati and I'm living far, far away from temple. And Maharaj, no. Problem is in you, not in the devotees. Problem is in you because you don't want to follow anything. Problem is in you because you don't want to listen to anyone. Problem is in you because you don't want to get corrected. So please come back. Come to Arati. It is not the problem between you and devotees. It is the problem between you and Krishna. He is sending these people to you, and you don't want to take their instructions, thinking that Krishna has arranged these people for me to get fixed. Better you take no offense. Take no offense from these devotees. Because, and if you ask them, Prabhu, thank you very much for chastising me, and please give me a promise. What promise I want? Prabhu, when I die, please come and chant for me. Because I would need so many people to wake me up from these miseries and imminent death. I want devotees like you who come and just shake me up even at the time of my death. Properly, chant properly, sit properly. Like when we hear Prabhupada's japa, he chanted the japa 40, 50 years ago. And still when that plays in the temple and I'm sleepy, sit properly. So I get, Prabhupada is still directing me after 40, 50 years, sit properly. So when Prabhupada is chanting and he's saying somebody sit properly 50 years ago, that is still true today. Sit properly. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Any questions or comments? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Yes, there is a question coming up. Yes. Yeah, go ahead. We have time for two questions.
Hare Krishna. You mentioned about the preaching, most important activity, most of the days, proper preaching many times. But if you go, in the temple, there is no specific donation asked from the priest. But there is a deity worship for this arti, that arti. If pusat is so important, and we can make devotees to that, why there is no specific? Because I understand, most of the people who are not devotees, they will be attracted to a deity worship. But for devotees, if they understand this, Then definitely crucifixion and resurrection will be something which will come.
Very good question. Prabhu asked, book distribution is important and all of us should engage in book distribution, and if possible we can, there are so many devotees who are engaged in deity worship and cooking and other services. Prabhu is suggesting, why not they go for distribution, and that will help, right?
Donation also.
So the point here is, Prabhupada, he gave us the whole package. It's not that you do one thing and don't do that thing or other thing. Like at one time Prabhupada said, all the temples, you do morning program, all the devotees, they pack up and leave for book distribution, and one devotee in routine, taking turns, he can stay in the temple to take care of the deities, bhoga, arati and everything. That's also important. So, it is the management, it is the sannyasis who will guide individual devotee, keeping in view their propensities and tendencies and guna and karma. They will advise accordingly and engage them as per their, you know, proclivities. So it is not very hard and fast. It is the management who will say, Guru Maharaj, he asked me something and he would tell something else on the same question to somebody else. Because Krishna consciousness gives Guru's temple management gives us a customized solution, customized seva. Sevas are there, but customized seva will be assigned by the Guru or the management on behalf of GBC, because that will be good for us. We will excel in that. We will do much, much better in that area. So all areas important, because ultimately, when altar is beautiful, deities are being served nicely, people are attracted, they come, have darshan, take prasadam, and they will tend to take books. Because when we go on Harinam, distribute books, first we chant for 10 minutes standing there to clean up the air, to clean up the consciousness of the people around us, then we ask them to take a book. So everything is important. Very good question. Any other question?
Thank you, sir. I think one last question.
Yeah, but somehow the name of the Jivan was Hayagriva. And I understand you're right, Lord Krishna also. So this is, I don't know if anyone has any comment on that. Yeah, Matasya had happened 2 times, that's true. So it's a coincidence that there was a demon Hayagriva and Lord Krishna Vishnu descended as Hayagriva also. So any other question? Yes, Prabhu. Yeah, actually, I read an article in Back to Godhead magazine long back. It mentioned that the power of instruction. When Guru gives instruction, the power of Guru also comes with that. For example, Prabhupada called Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj one time with lunch with him, and Radha Damodar party was distributing books. Thousands of devotees were being made in America at that time, and then Prabhupada asked Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj to go to China. And it was like a thunderbolt on him. But then what happened? The power of Prabhupada also came in him, and he went to to China and other Japanese, other Eastern, Far Eastern countries, and preached over there, and a lot of people came up. So that's important. And also, whenever we go for distribution of books and serving Prabhupada, then Prabhupada's power, mercy, it all comes along with that. So we are not alone. We are doing things on behalf of Krishna, Prabhupada, and we want to stay very nice, clean devotee, because it is the position, is a Prabhupada's or ISKCON's name. We don't want to put it down. We want this name and fame of ISKCON and Prabhupada to go on. We don't want to destroy it by our bad behavior and attitude. We want to stay united. May not like something within ISKCON or with some devotee, but we have to stay united and we have to stay together, not to bring a bad name to Prabhupada and ISKCON. It's very important. So, and for that we pray all the time, every day in the morning. Thank you very much, Prabhu. I don't know if that I answered your whole question, but we can talk later on also. Any other question or comment? Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.